And it's good to have you with us for tonight's edition of The Organist Entertains, in which we feature the diverse console styles of David Lowe, John Maiden, and Philip Leader. And we're also rather delighted to have a broadcast first for you this evening, as I'll be having a chat to one of the country's last remaining resident theatre organists, Joyce Aldred. And we'll be hearing her play the new Wurlitzer pipe organ, which she visited recently in the USA. But you'll have to contain yourselves, however, because that's later in the programme. For starters, here's Secret Agent 006½, David Lowe, at the 3J's Gomersall Compton with a mixture of the James Bond theme and Nobody Does It Better. David Lowe at Gomersall. Like father, like son, an ancient saying, but one which applies rather nicely to Father Alec and son Philip Leader, the former having been an extremely well-known figure in the organ world for many years, and the latter following rapidly in his footsteps. Philip is indeed with us this evening, playing the Yamaha C55 electronic, and don't get all embarrassed when he tells you that he likes you just the way you are. Billy Joel's Just the Way You Are from Philip Leader. Here's Joyce Aldred. Over the years in The Organist Entertains, we've heard quite a few organs of varying sizes, but never one like that. Well, to tell us all about this remarkable instrument, I'm delighted to welcome to the studio Joyce Aldred, who has the dubious privilege of being one of the country's last remaining resident cinema organists, because for the past 14 years she's played during every weekend film programme at the Davenport Theatre, Stockport. Welcome, Joyce.
Thank you.
Now, recently you've taken a rather nice holiday over to Chicago and DeKalb. And it is, in fact, DeKalb where the Wurlitzer factory is located, isn't that right?
That's right, yes.
And I believe they've recently built, after all these years, a pipe organ. Tell us, first of all, what sort of size of instrument is it?
It is an enormous instrument because it has 5 manuals and 69 ranks. Oh. And it has 6 swell pedals. And the music desk is so high it disappears from view.
Oh, that's
it's
good.
An enormous console.
You've got a good memory, thank goodness. Yes. Did you experience any particular problems in the playing of the instrument from a delay point of view or anything like this?
No, the chambers are very close at hand, so there is no delay whatever. And at no time does it become overpowering sound-wise.
Well, that's useful, because that can be a problem, of course, doesn't it? Yeah. Why did they decide to build this instrument after all this time?
I think it was a matter of prestige, that they wanted to prove that they could still build such an instrument, and also it's something which no other organ company possesses.
Is it actually located in the Wurlitzer factory itself? Or?
It isn't the factory, it's the complex of offices, which were originally a convent, and the organ is installed in what used to be the chapel, so of course acoustics are perfect.
Indeed, yes. And what do they use the instrument for then? Is it used for services and this sort of thing still? Or?
No, they just use it for concert work and recordings.
Yes. How long did it take to build the instrument, do you know?
I couldn't really tell you that. It took quite a while, and it was completed last summer, and they have had two or three concerts on it since then, but from time to time they do seem to take it to pieces and do a bit more,
As far as the size is concerned, they've more or less finished, have they?
Yes, yeah. they state quite categorically that they're not going to make it any bigger. It's quite big enough to cope with now.
It sounds rather like it, yes. Looking through the specification sheet just a minute ago, I know it had frightened me to death. How long did you have to find your way around the instrument?
Well, I had 4 working days at Wurlitzer Hall, but I didn't spend all the time on the organ. I had a very interesting time seeing how the company ticks, going to board meetings and what have you, and seeing what they do there, and it was very, very interesting. But I was allowed to play whenever I wished to.
That's beautiful. I don't suppose you could possibly find your way around in even 4 days, could you?
No, you kept finding different things all the time, but it's a very rewarding instrument to play.
Yeah. What's the organ scene like in general over in the States, Joyce? Do they have concerts like we do, or as many, or whatever?
They do have concerts, yes, but people seem to travel a long way to get to them. And because there aren't so many of them, they do expect much bigger audiences than we do.
Yeah. Well, one gets the impression from reading that they're much more thorough in their restoration jobs than we are in this country. I hasten to add, probably for no other reason than they've got the finances to do it. Do you think
that's
right? Yes,
they put a lot of money and a lot of time into it, and some of the chambers are absolutely clinical. They're so clean and so just so. They're really beautiful.
Well, that's good to hear. Well, George, I'm sure it's a visit that you will remember for a long, long time to come. Thanks ever so much for joining us today. And what are you going to play yourself out of the studio with?
Well, I'd like to finish with the Rodeo March, which I think comes off very well on there.
Thanks very much indeed. Joyce Aldred playing the Wurlitzer Organ Company's latest pipe organ creation installed in their Illinois headquarters. And don't forget that Joyce plays the Davenport Theatre Stockport Compton every Friday and Saturday evening as part of the film programme. Quite a rare sight these days. Time for another number now from Philip Leader, I think. This time, the Anne Murray hit song, You Needed Me. So consider yourself told. Philip Leader at the Yamaha C55 Electronic. Well, I'd take out a mortgage and fill up with petrol tomorrow if I were you, because you've quite a few concerts to get around this week. Starting as per usual with the 3J's Gomersall at 7:15 tomorrow evening with that popular gentleman from Burton-on-Trent, Armsby Bancroft. Sunday, July the 6th, Peter Harrison at Ossett Town Hall at 2:30 p.m, Joyce Aldred and Joe Marsh at the Scala Rotherham Conacher, also at 2:30, and at the East Kilbride Civic Centre Wurlitzer at 2:45, Matt Lang. Also on Sunday, a rather special event is taking place at the Odeon Western Supermare with the reopening of the Compton organ after all the hard work put in by Ron Curtis, who'll be playing in the concert along with three former resident organists of the Odeon, Peggy Weber, Roy Pierce and V. Johnson Lewis. And the concert begins at 11:30 a.m. And just two to go, at the Carlton Forum Nottingham at 8 o'clock on Monday the 7th, John Mann. And on Tuesday evening at 8, Doreen Chadwick at the Thursford Museum, Wurlitzer. Well, after all that, here's Cavatina, which we actually heard on last week's show, played by Harold Smart, but a completely different styling tonight, as you would expect, from John Maiden. Cavatina, John Maiden at the BBC Wurlitzer. And here's David Lowe to wind things up for us this evening at the Gomersall Compton with the George Gershwin classic Our Love Is Here to Stay, linked rather nicely with Once in a While. David Lowe at the 3J's Leisure Centre, Gomersall. Now, don't worry if you can't make it to the Playhouse next Friday for our festival concert, because I'll be back with you at 10:30 here on Radio 2. Until then, thanks to producer Peter Pilbeam, and of course to you for being with us. Bye-bye now.